Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studio, and I, your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today, it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday for all your movie-making needs. Now, we're talking about a little bit about history, and that is Black History for Black History Month, and we're going to continue with a special guest called Reverend Frederick Shaw for CCHR, for Citizens Commission for Human Rights, because we are talking about the battle against abuse in the mental health care system. So we're going to give you a little bit more of history. If you've heard us before, we gave you some depth as to his background, but we're going to give you a little bit more depth of history for mental health care and the war against abuse. Hello, Reverend Frederick Shaw. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing fine, and I want to thank you for allowing me to continuously get this message out on your show.
Yes, it's going to be something I always and forever do. So we just want to get down to the nitty-gritty. Tell us some more in-depth history about CCHR for Black History Month, things that people you know need to know.
Well, one of the things that I would like the audience to know is that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights is a human rights organization that exposes psychiatric abuse. So, and when we do that, we talk about electroshock, we're talking about mass drugging of children. One of the things that people do not know is that psychiatry has had a long history with the Black community. In the 50s, when they were doing electric shock treatment on African Americans, they basically said that Black people's families took good care of them. So therefore, because we had less sensitive nerve endings, and because our skin was reportedly thicker, even though none of that was true, they at times did not even use anesthetic when they were doing electric shock treatment on Blacks. In South African prison camps, they said it was cheaper to do electric shock and stuff on, or psychosurgery rather, on Black people than it was to do cats. And so there's been this racist history that has been woven throughout our history as African Americans in this country and Africans, even in South Africa.
Right. Well, this is an undying matter right now, people. If you're listening, we want you to produce these films. We want you to share your stories and tell us about your experience, the negative and the good experiences you've had. But we are here to help those who have been abused. And send us your stories. Send us your stories to info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or if you're listening under the sound of our voices right now, feel free to call in and join in the conversation at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Now, to go even more to the middle section, the midsection. We're going to give it a punch. Now, we talked about recently the mental health care system and how it's conjoining with the church, and how it is, how it started back in the day, some times ago, saying that we were soulless, saying that this is things we needed, and so forth and so on. Today, right now, today, what can we do to make a change in the history? What would you suggest that we do to guard ourselves against mental health care abuse with CCHR's help?
Well, my idea is that, you know, people can file complaints with CCHR. Just know that there are so many complaints, and we're fighting so many different fights, putting out fires across the world. This is an international organization with chapters and stuff in almost every major country. So we're the only headquarters with about 25 people total working there. And so sometimes it takes a moment for us to be able to get back with people. But the thing is that we still go through each case. We look in it. And we have to do it thoroughly, because we cannot assume when a story sounds that is like not true, we can't assume that it's not true, because there are some strange things that go on in the mental health industry. And when I say that, I just want to make sure people understand, our CCHR is not in the position where we say that we do not like mental health, or we want to see mental health abolished. What we're talking about is mental abuse, and that's mainly sitting in the field of psychiatry. We're talking about electroshock. We're talking about the racist attitudes that your audience may not know that the American Psychological Association just apologized for. And they apologized for not only their racist attitudes over the centuries to African Americans, but to minorities in general. And so, you know, for them to apologize, you would say, wow, they recognize what they've done. However, I did not, as the president of the Inglewood South Bay NAACP, accept their apology. I want them, if they want me to accept their apology, to stop electroshocking babies, stop electroshocking pregnant women, stop overprescribing these drugs that go to 6.7 million children, and we're not even talking about adults. Let's knock it off. Let's get some clean counseling. Let's get some spiritual growth. Let's get some things, vocational trades and education and things that people need so that they can overcome their emotional crisis and not just try to eliminate it with a pill or electroshock.
Amen to that. No ruminating in this petri dish of negativity in this field. This is what we need, people. If you're listening, please join us. Join us on the website so you can look up the information that you need with CCHR. The CCHR, a task force against racial inequality in modern-day eugenics. This is where it starts. You have to be an advocate for yourself, and you have to have people to join in with you in order to put up a fight, and this is where we are. An apology is nice, but actions mean more. So thank you so much for letting people understand what we stand for, why you're doing it, what you're doing it for, and why we will continue to make this fight our own for Black History Month and beyond. So until next time, people, of course, we're going to always have this here and available to you, because we are about education for the arts and helping the community. Now, we're also on all forms of social media. That is Facebook with Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Twitter with CM Studios for Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. follow us, like, and share. So until next time, people, thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being our special guest. And
thank
until
you
next
for
time,
having me.
No problem. I want you to simply do your part and be great.